Sweet Hollow is a translation of Svenska Dalen, which means Swedish Valley. My name is Anne Milliken. I'm a composer in the Twin Cities area. I composed an opera called Sweet Hollow. The opera travels backwards in time. It begins on December 11th, 1956, when the city of St. Paul burned down homes of the Sweet Hollow residents. The Mexican-American immigrants were there at that time. They were not consulted about what was going on. They really didn't have any say in this. It was difficult for them to find housing. This was right in the middle of winter, and so it was very stressful for them. I created a scene where two women who were once neighbors meet up, coming down to the hollow.
The health department said, well, maybe some of the older.
So they come across each other and they start this conversation about their quotes from what the housing department said to them, their quotes from what the city council said to them. These were all personal and factual bits of information about what they were going through at that time. And then one of them departs and the other watches her house burn down. And so that aria is actually her watching her house burn down. So it's very poignant.
Is it springtime?
I am Lola Heredia Galvin. Lived in Sweet Hollow from the time I was about 3 years old till I was 18. We had plenty to eat. Mother worked very hard to keep the house shipshape. I thought we were rich and I loved it and felt very badly when we had to move out. I went to city council, at least two meetings. I remember one woman who was very condescending, you know, she was talking about, I hate to think of those poor children growing up in squalor and they have to drink the water. And that just shook me. People still go down there to get the water from the wells. The thing that happened when the city decided to burn the homes was that the Bravo family who lived next door to us, Mrs. Bravo had a lot of canning items. When they had to move out in a hurry, they took a lot of their stuff and then they were going to come back and get all their canned goods and whatnot. And they didn't have a chance to do that. The homes were set on fire. And so were her canned items.
My name is Thelma Tamayo Stone. We moved down to Sweet Hollow when I was six. We called it Phelan Creek. It was a pleasure living down there. Everybody looked out for everybody's kids. To this day, we remained friends. We had to come down the steps. There was 88 steps in all. There was the steps and then the railroad tracks and then the rest of the steps. There were times when the trains would stop and it was time for us to go to school and we couldn't get past there. My mom would stand there and she'd say, okay, cross, because she knew the train wasn't going to move, but she could never get me to go under the train. Never.
The train has stopped. The children will have to go under it to get to school.
Quick, go sweep the cars. We need chicken feed.
The rest of the Italian scene takes place in the 20s. I wanted to get sort of a sense of what daily life was like for the people. They woke up to the train and the school bell and they had to get their kids off to school. And, you know, there was a big bread oven that was a communal oven for them. And just all these little details that are going on. It was simple living, but it was very cooperative. People took care of each other. They took care of their children. And then the last scene, the Swedish scene, is in the 1850s. These are early arrivers to St. Paul. And why did they come and what were they doing here? Two brothers that are building a home. They get into an argument, and the argument is really a clash between how much do you come to a new place and recreate your culture, what you're used to, and how much do you reinvent yourself? These two brothers have very different ideas about it. as one is striving to work for the railroad and another is wanting to go into farming, similar to what they did in Sweden.
On what?
A railroad.
You don't know anything about railroads. You're a farmhand from Sweden.
This was an opera that was a community event, so it's definitely not something that's edgy and inaccessible to the general public. These were very strong communities that are strong to this day, and that was what I wanted to convey.
It was peaceful living down there. It was peaceful.
Sweet Hollow. It was Appalachia in the middle of the city. That's the best that I can describe it.